Former Willow Representative Republican Beverly Masick pleaded guilty in U.S. District Judge Ralph Beislein's court today to one count of conspiracy to commit bribery. The crime dates back to 2003 when she agreed to withdraw an oil tax bill she'd filed in return for a cash payment of at least $2,000 from then-VECO head Bill Allen. Richard Maurer is a reporter for the Anchorage Daily News. He was in the courtroom today. Maurer says Masick's crime took place before any of the other corruption cases in the state legislature.
The ones in the state legislature all were in 2006 and related to the petroleum production tax, and also related to a time when the FBI had a camera in the VECO suite in the Baranoff Hotel in Juneau. This one was different because it's a single incident. It takes place in 2003, and it's a time when Beverly Masick is in serious trouble financially, and so for some reason she knows to go to Bill Allen to try and resolve it.
And Richard, what happened in court today?
The situation in court today was an arraignment and a change of plea. She came in, heard the charges, and then she pled guilty according to the plea bargain she had with the government. It only lasted about 30 minutes. She was there with two attorneys from the public defender's office, and there were two prosecutors.
And how did she seem?
Her voice quavered a little bit, but it was hard to say if that was from stress or emotion or what. She didn't say anything except to answer the questions directly. Her voice was firm. She did not talk to reporters afterwards. She said she did not say a word.
Did she give any indication to the court as to why she decided to change her plea to guilty rather than fight the charge?
No, she did not. She was not required to, and she said nothing other than that she said she was guilty, Your Honor.
So what happens next?
The next thing for former Representative Masick is that she is going to be sentenced on May 28th. She had to turn in, she had an expired passport. They made her turn that in as well. She's free on unsecured $5,000 bond, which means she doesn't have to put up anything. And she's ordered to tell the probation office or pretrial office if she plans to leave the state. But the next thing related to this is her sentencing. She says she's unemployed.
Former Juneau Representative Bruce Weirach is still awaiting trial in the ongoing Alaska political corruption investigation.